hunting expeditions. Okay.
Well, we went pretty often. It was kind of a Sunday outing, and we'd go clear up Brush Creek. We knew every blow out in the country. It don't matter where they was at, we knew them.
And we left at 4 or 5 in the morning.
That's right. And we got back at dark.
Oh.
And we'd go through them old sandy hills that wonder we're not setting up there yet. Just go up on a big hill. Yeah, there's a blowy place there. Go over there, and it was.
Tell about going down the hill.
How'd you get there, and what'd you use to go?
Car.
Just took the old Ford car. And I knew from going with the saddle horse, I knew about where to go, but there was no road. Just wherever you could go.
I always thought we were lost.
By the time we were.
And we was coming home, and that was up in Rush Creek. And we come up over this hill. It was nice coming from the north, you know, down. Come up there and got a little bit too far and couldn't get back out. And boy, it was deep going down. And no choice but to go down. So we just shut the key off and I just let the car keep going.
Oh, you shut the key off?
Yeah. Shut the key off. He had a hold of it. I'll never forget. He had a hold of the wheel. He was just guiding it down there straight.
Just let it go straight down. Yeah, just kept holding the brake. So it just kind of slid down, you know. Just kept going down.
And you were screaming, let me out, let me out.
Oh, God.
Well, that wasn't as bad. One time we was going with the Jeep, too.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We were driving along his bank and
he
got scared. Jumped out and jumped in some cactus.
Oh, no.
I didn't stick on me though. It just got on my clothes.
Oh.
Why did you jump out?
Well, see, we went down this hill from home, and there was a turn there, and you had to go through the ditch. Well, it was sharp, and I just knew he was going to roll at something. So I jumped out. I said, blow it up, and he just kept right on the going. So I just jumped out and just rolled. It didn't hurt me.
Well, that's good.
So how? When was that? What year was that?
Oh, we were married.
Right after we were married, not very long.
I don't know. And that old red Jeep, so it was
just trying to scare me to death.
Well, I thought that was...
It was after the
war. Oh, that's been a while. Quite a while after you were married, though.
Oh, yeah.
The red
but
Jeep? I remember having that red Jeep.
Oh, yeah, we had it. It was before you were born.
It was?
Oh, that red Jeep? No, we didn't.
Didn't have that before I was born. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Because is that the Jeep that you and Connie were chasing the coyote and you cut your head because he hit a bump and came home with blood?
We took him.
They ran together.
Gonna get the coyote in between us.
Mm-hmm.
So here we come. And he got too close and he sideswiped me.
Oh.
His old Jeep. I seen him going, so I just hung on the string. All I could.
What did it do to his Jeep?
He had a car.
Oh.
It didn't hurt. It just barely touched
it. Rolled you?
Oh, no. You're darn right it did.
How'd you stay in?
Well, we had kind of an old top built on it. Out of some angle
iron.
But
he had a cut on his head.
They took me up to Oshkosh Sabbath.
I wouldn't have needed that.
Yeah, you was lucky you stayed in
there.
Well, I hung on. Yeah, I seen I was getting upset, so I just froze on that old string wheel. All I was worried. We set it back up.
Well, that's one time Connie was scared, too.
Yeah, he was.
She was, too. When I got up there, she said, they took Alex to the hospital. Now, don't get all excited. He's all right. I'm sure he's all right.
Is that Teresa?
Yeah.
When were they married? Very long after you? Or?
Probably quite a while. I was older.
Yeah,
not real old, but.
Well,
I mean, Beth is about 12 years younger than me.
And they weren't married too often.
They got, because Josh and, what was it? Josh was one of them guys' name.
Josh and
Tosh.
Tosh
and Josh.
I think that's what they were. Anyhow,
they was back here from. And she was just expecting Connor.
Yeah.
But they didn't know it. She was going to have one.
Yeah.
That's when we built on that house, too, whenever
that
was.
Yeah,
and Connie wasn't married then.
But that's not when we took the rock off. Because Corey. Conrad was older when we took the rock part off the house.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about
that front part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jack hauled them rocks all the way with that loader.
Mm-hmm.
Put them up on a pile on the hill, and we put them all in the old barn.
Oh.
There were a lot of them.
Where'd you get the rock?
We took that old, that was an old rock house at one time, an old two-story rock house.
Oh, and you built the barn out of it?
Mm-hmm, we put made forms and put the rocks in along as we built it. Saved a lot of cement.
So the arrowheads, how many arrowheads do you figure you have?
Well, at one time, all of us together had about 500, 95% perfect. Just about perfect, about 95. And then, of course, when Connie took some and Joni took some, they just dwindled down.
Yeah, about 500.
About 5 perfect ones. And then we had boxes of broken ones, all kinds of broken ones.
Still got a lot of broken ones.
I took one time, there was a guy come from North Platte, he was an insurance guy, and he wanted to look at the air. So he showed him, and he offered me $1 for a couple of them there. I didn't want to sell. I didn't sell the one, but I had a broken knife. And so of course he gave me $1 for that broken knife. And he knew what he was looking for. He's looking for humans, which I didn't know the difference, you know. So he did give me $1 for that. And then, sometime in Nebraska Farmer, I seen. Well, he had his picture in the write-up about him hunting arrowheads, you know.
And said he found that one, I think.
Well, it was in his collection long, but he didn't say he bought it.
No.
But because I seen the arrowhead, a broken knife. I know it was mine.
Mm-hmm. So what's a Yuma?
Very special. Very
isn't
special.
Isn't that a tribe of Indians?
Yeah, a tribe of Indians. Come from Yuma, Colorado.
So how do you know if it's a Yuma?
Oh, God, you can tell them.
They're real fine.
They just, really, I got some over there. If I'd show you, you could see it. They're made so perfect. They just balance like that. And on the, I got several of them. I like that, whichever way they're made. And you got chip and clear cross. Mm-hmm. Clear cross like that. And around the edge, just wee little bitty tiny chips. Just little tiny chips. Mm-hmm. All the way around.
Little ridges, like.
Mm-hmm. So,
just a little bit of
are they made out of a different stone than all the rest?
No,
of them?
It could be all the same stone, just the tribe.
They just knew how to do it better.
Well, they fancy doing it, you know. They pride, probably like you'd have more pride of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the other one, what you call the falcon. It was older. It had a lot of them had a, arrowhead was maybe just all about the same, but it had a long sliver cut down through the side, and that was to leave the blood run out or something.
Oh.
Like you said, and they was more expensive and more than the Yuma.
But they were older too.
Oh yeah, they was real old.
Yeah.
Yuma's old. They're worth good Yuma points worth $400 or $500 probably.
Mm-hmm.
Them other ones from the Pawnee had a notch up in the back, you know, the arrowhead's made, you know, with a notch.
Mm-hmm.
But in the back, it had a little notch in the back,
mm-hmm.
right in the middle. You could tell it was a.
So those were all found, I mean, mm-hmm. around here. Oh,
yeah,
so all those Indians evidently.
I got
were
a few from Ohio and other guy gave me. And I got one from Indiana,
mm-hmm.
that tomahawk from Indiana.
You don't have no arrowheads from Indiana?
No, I don't think I have no arrowheads.
Tomahawk,
but they was made crude. They're not tomahawk's nice, but the arrowheads are made not fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find many anymore though. They're
no.
About all. Just lucky to find one. I found one last spring.
Oh, some people were down on the lake.
Yeah, they used to find quite a few.
They can find
one. Yeah, I suppose that's all they do is go hunting. Quick as the wind comes up, they don't look. One of the first ones they found quite a bunch of them.
Do you have any, like, do you have your birth certificates and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. Copies of your birth certificate?
I do. I got mom's.
You have mom's? What we ought to do is take them and make copies,
mm-hmm.
and they could go in this
Yeah. I got Dad's naturalization papers.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
And I think I got his when he came over from Germany.
Well, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. I think I have. I know.
Honey, I don't know what we got.
Get those and make copies.
And then I have, was that one picture, was that Grandma and Grandpa's wedding picture? Mm. It's in a folder.
It's the older, they were older people.
Well, they had that taken.
He never had one when they got married. They never had, that they took that one. Mill and I took ours.
When you got your wedding picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when they took it.
Andrea brought it to school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going to have Ron make some copies of it, you know, and
yep, that's when they're, I think that was maybe their 25th, was it?
Okay.
Maybe around that, I don't know, just for sure.
Their what?
25th? Well, it had to have been longer than that, because I was 26 when we got married.
Yeah.
It had to have been. It was
Were you wedded?
It was a lot longer than that.
No, it was a lot longer than that. Mm-hmm.
But that's when they had that taken.
So how old was Grandpa when they got married?
Mom was 22, I think, and Dad, he must have been 32. Well, he's 13 years older.
Oh, he was 13 years older than Grandma?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was 22 and he was 32.
That's 10 years. So mm-hmm.
Right. You 34, 35.
He must have been 35.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that he was that much older than Grandma.
Yeah, he was. He was that much older, and he outlived her by 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. She died when I was a senior,
mm-hmm.
61, and he died, 62, mm-hmm. he died when we moved back here. When did we move back here?
68.
Mm-hmm. He died in
6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad both died in 68, didn't
they? Well, we lost three of them in 1 year's time, but it was different years.
Well, 69 when your dad died.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Was it 69, so it must have been. Grandpa died in May,
mm-hmm.
and then Grandma died in like November, didn't she?
I think
and then Grandpa died in June.
Mm-hmm. And then Dad had a brother-in-law in Germany, died in the same time too. But that wasn't here, you know.
Uh-huh. Do you have any relation that you know of over in Germany still?
No, yeah, but I don't. Not known anymore.
Cousins?
There's some cousins. It was in the Russian sector.
The communist, mm-hmm. part of Berlin.
Yeah.
It's really strange. Connor gets letters from Waldman.
Huh?
From Waldman.
Who does Connor?
Connor has had two, I think. Don't you know? Had one a long time ago, and then mm-hmm. not too long ago he had another one.
Did he?
That's what he said.
Lobner name is scarce, real mm-hmm. scarce.
And they mm-hmm. wanted to know about his, I don't know if he ever answered him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he won't, tell him I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was
but
real.
They still have the letters, you know.
Cousin Herbert said that they was biblical times. He said there might even be a Jew.
Didn't somebody... Wasn't it with Napoleon or something?
That was Dad's mother's, some of Dad's mother's relation. Was with Napoleon's army in Russia and walked home when Napoleon got beaten in Russia.
Mm-hmm,
and he
said, mm-hmm.
everyone for himself.
Right.
And he said he'd come to an old Russian peasant or an old farmer. And they'd burn his whole uniform, burn everything up, give him some old Russian clothes, and he walked clear back to Germany. See, France and Germany was together at one time. They mm-hmm. were at least part of Germany. And then I go back a little further, there was some of the lot was in the Crusade. One of them was a Crusade driver.
Mm-hmm. We might have talked about that.
Mm-hmm. We did,
time.
I think.
So,
No, Herbert said it's an old family. It was pretty rich once. And Dwindle down.
Did you ever wish that you had gone to high school, Dad, or did you never?
No, I never regretted it. Maybe it'd been all right, but when you don't have it, then you know.
Well, in those days, you really didn't need it.
No, didn't need it.
Not for what
and
you
I
did.
I wasn't that smart. I didn't school. Work was my
what you like doing.
That's what I like doing, and I get it.
Did you learn to read in school, or did you read later?
I learned to read. What good is good, but I couldn't read till I was fourth, fifth grade. I was dummy in reading. I could read a little, enough to get by. Mom would sit down every night, and I'd read. We had to read out of a reader, every.
Uh-huh.
We'd go through it a couple of times. The next day, I could read the teacher pretty good. That was it. That was just for that day. She was awful good.
You were a dummy.
She was awful good to me.
So did your folks ever read out of the Bible or anything to you? Or?
Mm-hmm. The only Bible that I heard reading, that was when we was back to Grandma and Granddad back in Ohio. They read. That was not too long after Uncle Chris died of a heart attack, and they read out of the Bible all the time. But it was a German Bible, but it didn't matter to me.
How old were you then?
I was, second grade, 8 years old.
Oh. You went back for...
Went back, stayed 6 weeks or seven or eight.
Oh, wow. Who, just you and Grandma, or...?
No, Mom and all of us kids, not Dad, just us kids. Joni and Irma and me and Mom.
How much younger is Connie than... Is it Junie? Is the next youngest?
Mm-hmm. Well, I really don't know. I suppose 4 years, probably. There's 4 years about between Johnny and me.
Are there things that you always wanted to do and didn't do?
Oh, possibly. I would have liked to have played music.
Okay.
But I never had the opportunity. I did try to beat on a guitar for a little bit. Never could.
Well, Irma played and Connie played. Mm-hmm.
Dad played. He played. He
oh, that.
Played ogre. No, he played that sweet potato, that ogreina.
Oh.
And he played the mouth harp. He had just played the mouth harp.
Where did that ogreina go?
I don't know. It was at home. You know what it looks like, don't you?
No,
they call it sweet potato. Well, I could draw a picture just like that and got a mouthpiece here. Bunch of holes at the bottom, holes here. It whistles like.
Oh.
There's one down the...
Peggy's?
No. Well, there might be, but the one down the... Where we... Krause's?
Oh, yeah, Lou Krause's.
And he's got that one shelf there.
Got a shelf.
He's got that
ogreina
in there.
Hmm.
Yeah. Then
did you ever wish that you could go to Germany?
No, not really. No, I never had that tanking. And I took that trip back east, that just about did me. I was about satisfied.
And how old were you then?
21. That's when that picture up there was taken.
Oh.
That was taken in New Jersey.
Oh. So, Mom, what about you? Was there anything you ever wanted to do that you didn't get to do?
Yeah, I wanted to be a dancer. That dumb.
What
when you were young,
a belly dancer?
No.
You always run around on her toes.
Ballet? Ballet. I'd like to have done that. And I would have also liked to, gone into teaching.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because I loved it.
At one time, didn't you say something that you would have liked to have been a hairdresser?
Oh, yeah, I would have liked to have been that too.
Because you were always really good. You were always messing with my hair.
Yeah,
I have the fanciest hairdo than anyone. That's what
the girls always said.
You got credit, Georgie. No,
who?
Linda.
Yeah.
Not too awful long. It's been a while back. She says I'll never forget when I come up here and you, Mildred fixed you and her hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She says I'll never forget that. It was just a little thing, but that little thing mounted a lot.
Well. The Metzman girl came.
Lillian. Yeah. We have it all.
She said, boy, she said, we went to school looking pretty fancy.
Then we talked to Tiny. Did she tell you we met?
Yeah.
Tiny.
She ain't tiny anymore.
Yeah.
You say your dad only had one brother?
Mm-hmm. Mark.
And Mark had
Robert and Barbara and...
Wait. See, have I ever met Barbara?
I don't think so.
Is she still living?
Mm-hmm.
California.
She lives in California.
Does she ever come back and see
Wayne? Well, she did. She came back to see her folks, but I don't know if she ever
just before her dad died.
Yes, I think. And the other.
Wayne, he's. Or not Wayne, Robert. Do they know where he is?
Oh, yeah, he sends a Christmas card on.
Oh, does
he? Sends a Christmas card.
But he never comes around.
Mm. He hasn't since the time he flew in here, you know, the
airplane.
He flew around and was, you know, what the heck? But
no, I mean, does he ever go see Wayne?
I don't think he even spoke to him.
That's what I meant. But he does send you guys a Christmas card?
Yeah, that's a Christmas card.
He never went to his dad's funeral. He never went to his mom's funeral.
That was hard.
He was there, but he never went to the funeral.
Mm.
He inherited that quarter land, but Wayne's got a lifelong estate in it. So who's it going to help? Wayne. That's the only one. Don't do him wrong.
But who took care of the parents? Now you stop and think of that.
Yeah.
And how he treated them. He didn't treat them very nice.
You only hear one side, though.
No, but he had a living mother and dad. Mm-hmm. That's where he should have been.
Well... But you can't always stay there, but then don't regret that somebody else.
But your parents don't owe you.
No, yeah. They don't. But if you listen to any of the people that, you know, make up wills and stuff,
mm-hmm.
they say, you know, that's just the thing that should be accepted,
mm-hmm.
pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one way of making a really fair will, and that's selling everything mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the only way that can be actually 100%
well,
fair.
Well, but there's no such thing in life as fair.
No,
mm-mm.
there isn't.
There's no fair.
And you hear people say, I'll never do this. Never has no ending.
Yeah.
That's the
never
word
say right. never.
You don't say never, because that has no ending. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What else can you think of?
A lot of times I think of things, but not right now.
What about, let's see. So...
How many cows did you dad run?
Not a whole lot. We run 100, 125. That's not what he took
all the
time.
That was the ranch.
That mm-hmm. was the ranch. But he took in probably 200 or 250.
Oh. For other people.
You ran at the pasture?
No, he just took them in so much ahead. And we took care of them.
Right.
And we furnished the salt and the water and the grass, 50 cents a head.
Now look what they
the
had.
For a month. And that was, of course, a calf, 50 cents too, so it was a dollar a pair. Mm-hmm. And we furnished everything. And then people, August Rick and Rudolph Kelly and John McCormick, that was just a steady job. I mean, we knew they was going to win. And I'd get a dollar to ride down to Rudolph Quelly to help them bring them up. And in the fall, I'd get a dollar to take them back down.
So, is that what made you the money then? Is that?
Well, it was a clear, it was an income. Then
he
raised
hogs.
He raised hogs all the time.
And
they're
probably
he called it the he called it the mortgage lifters.
Yeah.
What about turkeys though? Did you ship
turkeys
or did you just were the turkeys just for your use?
No, no, gosh, no. She raised 100, 120, 50, and that's when Irma and I come in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
5 years old I was, twice a day, 7 days a week, all summer long, turkeys and turkeys.
Mm-hmm. And I think we talked about
that before.
So then, actually, the only places you've ever lived, Dad, has been up there where the old house was.
Oh, the McCoy place.
And the McCoy place, mm-hmm. after you were married.
And here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was still on the Lobner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Mom, you were born in Laurel.
Mm-hmm.
In town or
no,
in the
on the,
right
in the
home in the
mm-hmm.
country.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move from there to where around here.
I'm gonna see if Eric will tell me that old bunkhouse or give it to me. Jack said he'll probably give it to you, but I don't think he would.
He'll never give you nothing.
No, but anyhow, I'm gonna ask him. That's where we first when we got married.
That's where you live?
Oh, yeah.
In that bunkhouse?
We slept in there.
We just
slept there. That was enough love nest.
So what did you do?
We stayed and then we picked corn.
But Connie, when he got married, they lived right in the house.
They stayed right there. But we, Mel and I slept in the bunkhouse. It was nice.
But then you thought so.
How long was it before you moved down to that McCoy place?
2 or 3 months.
Had to get it around to live in or something.
As soon as we got
cleaned it up.
Got an old stove and
an
old pot-bellied heating stove. And they've got that old cook stove that's over there. That's what we use. And we did buy a bed, though. Mm-hmm. We had a bed.
A dresser. How far from the house, from your dad's house, is that place?
McCoy's?
Yeah.
About 2 miles.
2 miles.
But you could go right
through
the back.
Yeah, but about 2 miles straight down. I went right straight through.
Right past the grandpa's house. And
right on down.
And when this thing fetched, they couldn't stand it. Her dad wasn't home. She started out through the cows. And boy, did I get cut. I got in some wire. Kept yelling at her. And the cows were all around her.
Garnet.
She was just a walk and the cows would look. And they didn't
Well,
oh my God,
when I was a little kid, I don't know how little, I must have been awful little, but I can feel myself carrying that dad's lunch out to the school section, following that road out there, taking him a lunch out. Not always, but she didn't have something made, you know.
Uh-huh. She had to wake it that day.
Them old cows are just like you, you know, they just look at you.
She was so little. She didn't know what she was doing, really.
No.
She just knew that.
I remember her taking a walk and all. He was coming up where I was at, wasn't he?
Yeah, I guess.
I said, where'd you think you were going to Daddy? No, you're not.
So your dad leased the school land back then?
Oh, yeah, he bought it. I got the original lease. He bought it from old John Delator. It was open range, and Delator had the school lease, and he sold his dad for $500.
And now what's it cost?
Oh, God. I don't know what the lease is. Well, no one's really, the only one that ever run me up a little bit was old Merle Rittenhouse.
Then how much?
The rent on it now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think Aaron pays around $3,600. I turned it over to him.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to sell it a couple of years ago. It was for sale for $150. Wanted to put a bid on it, so we didn't put a bid on it. And he's holding the lease again. We just turned the lease over, didn't sell it, just giving them a new lease.
And all. So if sometime, I mean, I think she's going to bring it back here to bind it here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could, if we can find those, yeah, I can take pictures of them. Or Ron can make copies, or we
I'll
can
look through.
What are you going to look?
Well, anything like
birth certificates,
grandpa's things.
Naturalization.
And then we'll have, you've got your wedding picture, and I've got pictures of you and Les, and some of you when you were little, and that kind of stuff, you know, all of you.
The littlest one I really got that was that coyote. That would be my littlest one.
Mm-hmm.
We did have one.
I remember seeing that.
That'd be my youngest. That's one I remember the youngest.
Yeah.
In the third year of school.
Yeah, that was my third year. I was only one. But we didn't do nothing that year but play.
Is that the time the teacher had a crush on the girls? And
yeah, that's the time. And then all we did, we played war. Never thought of war. But down in old King George's cornfield, we had holes dug out to our forts. Then we'd take this, we'd bring a bunch of ashes out of them, put them in a paper bag, and throw them up in the air and hope they fell down.
Because that was your bomb-like thing?
A bunch of bag ashes would fall down. Yeah, them holes are still there.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Where was this?
King George's cornfield. King George and Queen Laura. That was old George Scammell and his wife.
Oh.
That's what they called her, King George and Queen.
Now, what was the one about did he tell about the one that stole the stuff and Grandpa went to
yeah,
that was them?
No, that was old. No. That was Lynch.
Oh, okay.
That was Charlie Lynch. I can see that too, but I guess.
Had to walk a half a mile.
But everybody went to town on Saturday night. That was when you socialized and met, you know.
Every store had a couple benches for the people to sit there and visit. There was old Miles Brown with the shoemaker, and Dad and Chris Fisher and Fred.
Kenny?
Fred lived down at the lake.
John?
That big ranch used to be ranch. Hazon? No, not Hazon. Oh. I guess.
Down by Keystone?
Yeah. I know who he's talking about.
Just not far down there. Had that big old barn with that black bull on it. Gosh, is that something you can't think of? But anyhow, they all went down in Miles' shoe shop, them four or five guys, and they'd buy them a bottle, you know, and they'd all take a little sip and chew the rag until it was time to go home. The women, they all, there was a certain amount of them crowded up in old Fitz Johnson's store, you remember that?
Yeah.
And there was another bunch of guys that go into Johnny McCall's store, and they'd be getting that. And
Mom and Dad always went to Fitz Johnson. Fritz's grocery store, that's where they always
spent their time. Was it? Yeah, there's a lot of people in there. Reese's had some people in there.
Then there was the cafe, wasn't there a cafe?
There
were
two cafes, yeah.
On Main Street.
I wonder why the well didn't keep going.
We didn't have no backers, for one thing.
When
Carl Beard died, that
killed
was the
us
end.
Right
and
there.
Then Vesper died, then
that was the end. Of
no one wanted to, no one wanted to do nothing. They let Oshkosh get ahead of them. And then the cars come in,
right?
And better cars, and they all think they had to go. And there was quite a business there when Larry D first come in. They had both of them liquor stores. And he did a lot of people come down there.
Well, and then when the movie theater closed, that hurt it.
And the bowling alley closed.
Well, the bowling alley was where the movie theater had been.
Yeah, but then it closed, too.
Yeah. But they couldn't afford to upgrade it, you know, to get a regular
they
automatic
could,
pin
if,
center.
You know, but if they would have let the guy who wanted to run it, let him took over.
Oh, really?
It would have worked. It would have been there.
We all just switched off and set up the pins.
Well, I was a pin setter a lot.
Yeah. People get they earned a little money setting them pins.
Yeah.
Then we took and went in our church, you know, we had the
Shuffleboard.
Of course, Mandy Weinstein, and she thought we was messing it up.
Yeah.
She got word
didn't
that we
want
was,
us.
She didn't want us in there.
That's
all. Who were the couples then?
Rudy Tilton and me, and who was the other couple? A lot of times it's just the four of us that go down.
Well, there
but
was
most
others.
Of it is
quite a
six or eight that go down and play shuffleboard on a Saturday night, nothing to do.
But then stuff started closing at 5.
Yeah. When they kept, long as they kept it open on
late.
Saturday nights, it was a business.
Well, and they just, but you needed something to do other than just go get groceries, too. There needed to be like a movie theater or a
dance or something
like
that.
And they did do that.
You ever go to Bowers Teton?
They did that at Oshkosh.
Didn't they? No.
I used to go to Oshkosh.
Where the old movie theater was part of it, or where? But they used to have dances in there.
That's where we had basketball.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, there was a lot. You can see where these young kids, there's nothing for them to do. It is bad. I can agree, it's bad. We took and tried to add them dances out here, remember?
But we did for a lot of years.
A lot of years. But then they quit when Rittenhouse got on them, you know, on the school board and that. They kind of quit then.
Oh, I didn't know why they quit.
Yeah, well, Georgie didn't believe in it, you know. So she was the director. She got on them. And then we tried to start them up again. And by golly, it'd be like Jerry Newkirk had sent his kids out there to. And these Davises that lived up there, bringing their kids,
turn
loose,
yeah.
desperate to babysit, and they went on to the bar. I said,
that
no way. I can say that for Lettons. By golly, they were faithful coming down.
Yeah, Lettons came down.
I don't know.
But the type of entertainment changed. People didn't want that.
Yeah.
What they could do with family, they
wanted
to go to
the bar
or
somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, it was really a, oh, guys, where the law got now, it's not much going on down there. There's a lot of watches
really
and people.
Where's that?
Oh, yeah. Drinking, you know. It used to be a lot of that, so I went and drank. And
yeah, and drove home after.
Yeah. And now
They're afraid to go home.
Now they're afraid to drive.
Afraid to drink and go home. Unless you got someone that don't drink. I took Alfred and Burton home many a time. Or we did.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of people went off over in the ditch and they were there the next morning.
So really, probably some of the most important or some of the things you remember enjoying the most were the Saturday nights in town where you met your friends.
That's right. That's all you had to do.
And went to the movies. And
then, of course, they had the Grange dances.
Yeah.
They was pretty regular. And Braden up there, Braden had a dance role. Everyone knew Braden's schoolhouse. Because moonshine was really, really popular up in that area. Yeah. Alfred Burton Brooks had worked for, well, maybe 50 cents a day. And a pint of whiskey would cost $2.50. So that would just buy him a pint of whiskey.
So the whole week they would work to
for
buy one
pint
of
whiskey.
Isn't that sad?
It was sad. That's what they did. And they wore the scrubby clothes. Burton could wear my shirts. So every once in a while when he worked for us, Mama see that he had a shirt to wear. Yeah, they were them, but they had drink in it. And I blame old Gail Brooks for that. He was a brother, of course. And I went there with him, and I put a little money on it. I do. They
were
short
of
money. I was short of money, and they needed a little.
Yeah. So, Mom, did your family do anything much? I mean, when you were young, did you go to town Saturday nights? Or that was mostly after you were a little older and dating? And
when I started the high school.
Mm-hmm.
We up home when we had that barn before it burnt down, we had a lot of dances up there. And we had them in the house. We had a lot of times in that old house out there.
Oh, really?
Where did they
do
that?
Right,
the table
and then we
back?
Put the stuff in this first room, in the kitchen probably, and put the next room in the bedroom. It was pretty crowded, but it didn't make any difference.
It had to be awfully crowded.
Well,
who would play?
Oh, there was old Hunter Young and Otto Kolbestein and Glenn, Glenn Pierce and his son, and Ray Carson and his son, and old Val Paul and his son.
So they all played
violin?
Old Otto Kolbestein played mandolin, and Hunter Young played the fiddle. So that made a one-night music.
Uh-huh.
And then you got Ray Carson. One of them played the guitar and the fiddle. And then there was this Ralph Hall. One of them played the accordion and a guitar. It was the best music.
Uh-huh.
East of their way.
So did you pay them then?
Well,
they
whatever.
Take up
whatever,
a collection.
Whatever the collection was. If,
yeah.
If they did pretty good, they might earn $5, maybe.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe six.
It was Fairchild, isn't it?
Fairchild,
that's
right. Yeah. Well, it was good. And up there in the Braden Schoolhouse, it was crowded. Oh, it was packed in there. But after a while, the booze started taking hold. They'd come in with a
pass out.
Well, no, they'd have a split black eye or split lip or something. Yeah, I never did. They'd always get in the fight. There's always wanting to fight. And I never did. And it wasn't that bad when it was crowded.
Yeah.
If you had a nice partner, it was fun. They took turns square dancing.
You went to high school in Ashland, didn't you? So did you live in Nashville?
Yeah.
All 4 years?
No, only went three.
But you roomed. You yeah. boarded.
She I boarded.
Three? Did you go 3 years?
You didn't graduate?
No.
No.
She quituated.
Yeah, I quituated.
Well, you just,
what kind of you quit?
You just hated it? Or?
I just didn't care for it, and I didn't think I was getting enough out of it.
Your daddy needed you.
And dad needed help, and the boys weren't helping him. So I went home. I was the boy.
So you worked with
I went to Grand Hall with
in the field. And
yep, they did lots of binding.
A lot of shopping.
For other people? Mm-hmm. Or?
Oh, yeah, for other people all over. Lots of cane they bound.
So you were the hired man, basically.
I was the hired man, then.
Mm-hmm. You ever bind corn?
I don't think they ever bound corn.
I don't think they did.
Cane.
Did lots of cane.
Oh, lots of cane.
We have that old corn binder out mm-hmm. home.
There's one setting up here, too.
I don't think Dad had a binder, did he?
Corn binder? I don't think
he did.
So,
did.
You worked them with Grandpa until you and Dad were married?
Mm-hmm. We picked corn together for the neighbors.
Did you help Grandpa with the milk and then,
yep.
too? Because mm-hmm. he had cows, dairy yeah. cows.
That's how Mom got her arm broke. Dad. Yeah. I'd gone some part of work, and I didn't go with him because, on account of the cows, he left me and Mom at home to do that. And by golly, she was cranking this thing, you know, this little, what was it?
A little John Deere motor. Or something
yeah,
like that.
A little motor. And I don't remember whether it was the water
line.
Or what it did. I can't remember that anymore.
Well,
but it kicked and
broke
her arm. Well, he was come home that night. He did. He came home too late. And then he took her to the doctor.
How much did you make, you know, picking corn and stuff?
I didn't make nothing. That was my livelihood. Oh, you mean what did he make? I have no idea because I didn't pay no attention because I got my living. But he didn't make a lot. Not at that time.
But what did... Were George and Jack working out of the home then for someone else?
Yeah.
But they still lived at home.
Yep.
Did they pay Grandpa for their living expenses? But you had to, basically, by just
working. I did. I didn't expect to live at home and you know, I'd get a few, maybe 50 cents or something like that, which wasn't much. And he hired me out to Henry Roping. To
uh-huh.
take care of the kids for 50 cents a day. That was a mistake. They just about killed me.
Uh-huh.
I went home, I finally, the second day, I went home. And I said to Dad, if you want to work for him, you go down and work for him.
Was that Ron?
Yeah, oh, he was mm-hmm. on his shit. Jump on your back, and he was a big kid. And, well, I can't help it. That's what he was.
For Ron and
yeah.
Myla.
And then a little girl. There was another little girl. I can't remember her name. But
I bought.
They just about.
I don't know how Mom knew her size. I tell her Mildred needed a new dress. So Mom would order her a new dress.
She bought me 2 dresses.
Before you were married?
Mm-hmm. One was
she didn't like the ones for my Mom made me. But they were cute.
I'd come to town.
In fact, all the
mostly
girls
one
my
skirt.
Size one.
You've had one
dress.
Skirt she mostly wore. A little plaid skirt, yeah.
They'd
bring her to town, not pick her up and down.
Couldn't afford to ask come and get me, could you?
No. Took her home a little farther down. Mrs. Ivor never said nothing either, though. It was good.
So how long did you date before you got married?
Oh, just 5 years.
About as well.
Yeah.
Didn't have the money. Nowadays, heck with it. You just got married and had it over with.
Then his dad said, no, you just live together nowadays.
Yeah.
You don't think nothing of it.
I asked Gentry why he didn't get married. He said, well, she wants a big wedding.
That's why he don't want to get married.
Oh, I think they will someday.
So what were the dresses like you bought her?
Pretty fancy. I don't know just what they were like. It didn't cost much, $4 or $5, but
yeah.
One side of it was a pretty one. Yeah, it was a really good.
Long dress?
No. Just a long dress. To the knee or. Forgot what's the name. Connie, then after we were married, Connie bought me a dress too, didn't he? That blue, that real dark blue. Real pretty blue. So you were married in a brown dress? With little white daisy-like lace things around it.
You wore that brown.
I know it. I played in it.
Kind of like Jeff, huh?
Yeah.
I wondered what ever happened with it.
I remember that.
We went down over the line.
Oh, is that where you bought it?
No.
Oh.
That's our honeymoon.
Oh.
That was our honeymoon.
That was our marriage, where we got married.
You got married in Oglala? Yeah. I thought it was that's what or somewhere, but you said it was raining just terrible.
Oh, it was born dead. Dad said, couldn't you find a better day? I said, well, I couldn't work.
Work come first.
Oh, God, it had to that time. One day, if I missed one day, I was in trouble. Yeah.
So no honeymoon.
No.
But then you and George and Irma went on a, you guys went on a trip to the Yellowstone.
After they were married.
But, okay, after they were married, was that their honeymoon?
No.
No, it was just after,
we just went on a trip.
We knew the same people, and that was at George Lehman.
Oh, so you went and really we went to visit someone and then just took that
just
trip
took
through
little,
the Yellowstone.
Yeah.
I think.
It was nice.
And who'd we stay with? Grandma Simon? Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
That's where you stayed most of the time. That's when we went.
It always seemed like Grandma and Grandpa Lander lived so far away. It was
well,
just
they,